The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. Yep, this is Margaret Rome again. This is All About Real Estate, and that's what we're going to talk about. It's been a wonderfully busy season for me. June, I can't believe we're at the end of June, and real estate is as hot for me as the weather is. I read a post this morning from one of the Active Rain members, and you all have heard me talk about this group. This is Laura Sellers, and I believe she's from Alabama. If I'm wrong, somebody I know will correct me. And her question was, what's the one thing your house does to drive you crazy? And there's lots and lots of people who are answering that. I want you guys to think about it. What's the one thing in your house that absolutely just drives you crazy? I would love to hear about it. You can call in 410-922-6680. So after I read what Laura have to say, I thought, well, let me see, what is it that I don't like about my house? Whenever I am showing buyers houses, if there's a house that they like, if they don't like it, at the end of the tour of that particular home, I will say, okay, what don't you like about the house? And by listening really carefully, you can find out whether it's a real objection or not. And it also helps me understand what matters most to them, whether the home could be a good fit. Now, some factors like location are unchangeable. If, for instance, if you've got a house that's on a very busy street, very near the Beltway, you're concerned about traffic, you're concerned about noise, that concern cannot be addressed and cannot be changed. I'm not talking about things like that. So I thought back when we purchased our home 50 years ago. It happened to be on the same street as our best friends. I drove by it, and I went, wow, I really like it. What happened is the people who lived there put a flyer in the newspaper in the neighborhood and said they were selling their home. My friend and I took a drive, which was really only two doors away, and went by this house, and I said, I love this house. We went in. It was a FSBO, a for sale by owner, and the daughter-in-law was there with the new baby. And as you know, I'm an old pediatric nurse, and I bonded with the daughter-in-law and with the baby and found out why the people were selling the house. Anyhow, as we went through the house, there were three things that were a little bit of an objection for us. We only wanted a rancher. We told the real estate agent at the time, don't show us a house that does not have a fireplace. And I forgot what the third one was. But anyhow, we went in, and the three things that I didn't like in this house, yes, it was a rancher. You could get to the front porch, you could get to the back porch, no steps, but the garage was street level, the house built on a hill, and you did come in through the lower level to the garage, so you did have a flight of steps to get upstairs. Okay, we overcame that. The other two, it had a weird old stove. It was one of these stoves that wasn't very deep in the four burners were next to each other. You couldn't put two pots on there at the same time. Of course, as anybody knows me, I don't cook that much anyhow, but it was an eyesore. And the third thing is, of course, as I mentioned, I had told this buyer's agent, don't show me anything without a fireplace. This home didn't have a fireplace, but those were the three things we could actually live with. We took care of them. When the time came, many, many years later, and steps became a challenge, we put a stair glide in. When we did our first kitchen remodel, of course, we got a new, you know, five burner stove, not one that was all four next to each other. And then my last remodel of the home, I did put a fireplace in. So you have to realize, when you're looking for a home, there are some things that you can compromise. There are others you can. Again, if you need to be in a certain school system, if you need to be within a certain time distance away from family or an aging parent, you don't want to give those things up. But many times, the home itself, you can find a way to get around if they really are minor things that you don't like. And one of the things that I do in working with real estate, in working with the buyers and the sellers that I do, I want the person who buys a house from me to feel as good about owning their house as I did when I bought it, and I still do now. If you've got some special quirk that you don't like about your house, I'd love to hear about it. You can text me to this phone number, 410-530-2400, or you can call me right now on the air at 410-922-6680. So I really want to thank Laura Sellers for bringing up that question so that I had another subject for the radio show. I would love to hear what kind of quirky things in your house that you've lived with over the years. So just a kind of fun thing. One of the questions I've been getting recently have been from people who are talking about getting into real estate. How do I get into it? I want to be a real estate agent. It looks wonderful. You get to see pretty houses all day long. And so I thought maybe I would just share with you some of the things about becoming a real estate agent. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely, as you know, listening to me, I love this career over 35 years, and every day is something new. I'm learning something, I'm helping somebody, I'm seeing something special. It is a lot of fun. But becoming a real estate agent can be really challenging. It takes dedication. It takes time management skills. It requires a large amount of time and effort. So you might wind up working definitely not 9 to 5. You may be working early mornings. You may be working late at night. You may be working all weekend. You may have a day that's slow that you're not working at all. But when you're writing a contract, when you are working with a buyer, sometimes it's almost 24/7 to get everything done. You're going to face challenges, and there are many of them. You need to understand the contract. You need to learn how to negotiate. You need to adapt to diverse personalities of both buyers, of both sellers, and of real estate agents. There are a real diverse personalities that go on. And despite these challenges, the rewards make it worthwhile when you when I see a buyer who's excited when they find their dream home after years of looking, I am excited. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to take we've got a caller on the air. I'm going to take good afternoon, Eric.
Hello.
Hi, Eric.
How are you, Margaret?
I couldn't be better, Eric. Thanks for calling in. And I need to congratulate you because you listened to everything that I said, and we were able to get Mom's condo sold immediately.
Yes, thank you very much for all of the good advice. Some of the stuff that you did, there was an expense involved in it. I'm like, do we need this? Do we need that? But one of them was the garage floor. I said, what do we need to do that for? You know, let's just get it going. And luckily, I listened to you because it took it from a good overall to an incredible. To imagine where that garage came from with my mom's things in it to where it is now is just amazing.
Well, I have a thing. Eric, I have a thing with garages, and I actually told this to Mom when she bought it just a few years ago, and I just want to say how sad we both are that we lost Barbara this year. She was a good friend. She was in my wedding. I was in her wedding. You and my daughter are about the same age. So it was a longtime friend. Selling her that condo was a great deal of joy. We looked for a long time until we found it. And selling it was sad. The good thing is that when I saw you, like all of us, after you go through this, you're overwhelmed. Everything is just too much for you. It's too much to pack a house. It's too much to decide what to do with the stuff inside. It is too much to get it cleaned up because you're still going through those raw emotions. And what you allowed me to do was come in and get you the right kind of help that we were able to get the home on the market immediately without dragging the process out for months. And I am so proud of you. Mom would be so proud of you for doing what you did, getting it done. And I know we've got the sellers the buyers are ecstatic. Everything about it is perfect. Even the colors that Mom chose are their colors. And we're going to go to settlement shortly. And it's just showing how something so sad, you can still find the good in it. And I think Mom would be so proud of you and how you handle everything and how you are handling everything. And you know what, Eric? I'm proud of you too. So thank you. Thank you for calling in and for sharing. Any other questions that you have?
Well, thank you for those words. You know, having friends around that that helps, and having you, a friend, a long-term friend of Mom, to be there in support and give good advice, very, very much appreciated. I can't thank you enough. The only other question would sort of be about things that I need to be aware of, not just in emptying the condo, but in getting ready for closing. Like, any words of wisdom or key points? And I know we can always talk about it.
Okay. I tell you what I'm going to do. We need to step out and take a break. I'm going to take that question. I'm going to let you go because I know you've got a busy schedule today. We're going to take a break. I'm going to come back. And one of the things we're going to talk about are the things that you need to get ready to right before settlement. Good question, Eric. Have a wonderful day. You all are listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number 410-922-6680.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com. Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400. Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. Call in number 410-922-6680. If you'd like to text me, you don't want to be on the radio, you have a question, you can always text me to 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400. I just have to remember to look at these texts to see if there's anybody right now who has any questions, and they don't. Just talking to Eric, our last caller, he is in the process of getting ready to go to settlement. Probably in the next, I think we're scheduled for about 2 to 3 weeks from now. And he asks a good question. What do I need to do to get ready for that settlement? What do I, as the seller, need to do? And I thought, you know what? This might be a really good time to talk about this. If you have gone to settlement, if you're going to settlement, if you can think of things that may help, give us a call. Again, you can reach us at 410-922-6680. So when you're preparing to move to a new home or move out of a new home, there are things to consider to make that process smoother. Collect all your keys, all your remote controls for the gates, for the garage. all the important areas. I'm sure you've got keys you don't even know where they go to. You've got combination locks on things. Get them all together so they're all in one space, so you're not getting those phone calls. I can't open this. Where is this? Especially if you've got something like a safe in the house. It's a really good idea to leave it open, empty, of course, and inside and on top, leave the combination so nobody's ever going to have a problem being able to use that. And when the kids, close the door and twirl the dial, you may never, ever get into that. When you get really close to the settlement, remember that you need to inform the gas and electric company, like BG&E. As the seller, you are going to call them and give them the approximate date of settlement. You are not going to turn your utilities off. If you turn your utilities off, then the new buyers have to turn it back on. There's a cost to that. Plus, you don't want a house sitting without utilities. So the way that works, the buyer needs to call the gas and electric company. They need to give them their identification, set up a brand new account, and we coordinate it. The BG&E coordinates it with the buyer and with the seller. I would wait to definitely turn it off till the day of settlement, and of course, ask the buyers if they've already turned it on, just as a kindness, so they're not left without. Another thing that you need to do when you're going to settlement is your home insurance policy. You need to get in touch with them. You need to cancel that because you don't need home insurance anymore on that property. Also, check on the warranties that may come on the house. Maybe you've been paying some kind of warranties with your appliances, your lawn service, an ongoing charge. Make sure that you've got those things in a list that you can call and you can cancel them as of a certain date. When my suggestion is also, bring a copy of your water bill to the settlement. Not going to really make a lot of difference because whatever it shows, it's going to be prorated at settlement. You will get charged for the water that you've used. If it's a water bill that hasn't been paid in the last month or two, it's going to be estimated, and those funds will come out of the settlement statement. Later on, when it's proven that you have paid for it, you will get that back. So again, water, you do nothing other than pay your bills during the year. cancel your home insurance, as I mentioned. Another thing that people do not think about, when you're leaving your house, when you're moving out of your house, no matter how long in advance you have changed your address, told the post office that you want to stop delivery at that house, you want it moved to another house, there is always pieces of mail that come through. And it can happen for many, many months, if not years. So my suggestion is, when you're going to settlement, take two or three large envelopes. I'm talking about business envelopes. Put your name on it. Put your full address on it. Put a return address, your own, so that when any mail comes to the new owner's home, all they have to do is slip it right into those envelopes. You can be kind enough, go ahead and give it to them with postage. So it's really no inconvenience to them. They just need to pop it right into that big envelope, two envelopes, three envelopes, and put it out in the mail, and that saves you from having to stop by or call and say, hey, you know, did I get any mail today? Some of the other things that when you are going to settlement that you need to think about, for instance, we talked about keys. Label those keys. How many of us have a drawer full of keys and basically try all of them to see which one goes to the side door? Take those keys, go around, figure out what keys go to what. Maybe you could have one of the kids do it, and then label each one. You can be, it's just such a nice thing to do for the new buyers. I had one seller who took his keys, laid them on a blank sheet of paper, and then outlined each key with ink so you could see the shape of the key, and then he labeled, this is the front door, this is the back door, this is the garage door, this is a side door. Very, very creative, and that could be something maybe kids could do, just to keep, make sure that you've got your keys. Also, think about security codes. You have security codes. Maybe you've got a security code that you've given to a contractor. Maybe you've got a security code you've given to the babysitter. Maybe you have a general code. You want to make sure that the new owner knows the code that you've been using, and they can then change it to meet their needs. They can put their own codes in, but that is really important. You don't want to get in there and not know how to open the doors. And some of us have codes on the lock, so you have to program certain numbers and letters to open the lock. It would be nice if the new buyers had that before they have to call you in the middle of the night and say, I can't get into my house. Think about things like, we talked about mail. Even though you've stopped the mail, even though you've talked to the post office, stuff is going to come through. And you might want to, if you've got a very good buyer, just have them put those magazines or newspapers or whatever, either toss them or put them aside. Maybe you can make arrangements to stop by or have a neighbor stop by and do that. Just whatever it takes to make it convenient for the new buyer. And then when you go to the closing, when settlement time is there, settlement means that you're signing the papers, that you will be getting the funds for your home, that the buyer will be buying the home with all the costs that they incur, and you've got these two long, could be very daunting if you haven't done a settlement before, you know, whose side is what, you know, taxes, were they prorated, water, how is that charged? And you review that settlement sheet. You want to make sure that you've taken a good look at that settlement sheet before you're sitting at the settlement table. And make sure that when you get that settlement sheet, that you're able to review it. Call your real estate agent that's working for you. Ask them to explain it to you line by line, show you what your bottom line dollar is, and then show you all the other kinds of things that are taken out. It's a lot better if you've reviewed it. Now, even though you've reviewed it, all title people, all attorneys, all settlement people will go over that settlement sheet line by line with you. However, it's good to be familiar with it ahead of time so you at least say, oh, I know what you're talking about. So always, always go over that settlement sheet. Have your real estate agent go over it with you. If you still have concerns, have your attorney go over it with you. The other thing you need to remember, and I know this sounds kind of crazy, don't forget your driver's license. You cannot go to settlement if you don't have identification. And you would think most people drive to the settlement. Why don't they have their driver's license? Every once in a while, we've got somebody who has forgotten it. And guess what? It holds up settlement. Either they have to go back and find it, or they have to postpone settlement. One of the ways that you can make sure that this is covered is take a photograph of your driver's license. Make sure your real estate has a copy of that. That way it's already in your file. You don't have to fumble for it. That's just another thing that makes it easier to go to settlement. And I think it's time for us to take another break. I'll talk about more things to get ready for settlement after this. You can call us 410-922-6680 to talk directly to us now. You can call 410-530-2400 after the show or to text me. We are all about real estate.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Your grandkids have to lug around a backpack full of books. You just have to lug around your smartphone. A world of information right at your fingertips. Get the app now at WCBM.com.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And welcome back to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. I was telling you some of the things to be prepared for when you go to settlement. And just a few more things. We talked about having big self-addressed envelopes so that mail can be forwarded to you. You know you're going to stop all your subscriptions and papers and magazines. Give all the security codes. Get them all in one place. And again, as I mentioned, review the settlement sheet with the title company, with your real estate agent. You're going to be asked, how do you want the proceeds? Do you want to receive a check at settlement for the proceeds? Or do you want them to be wired directly into an account? If you want them to be wired to an account, you've got to provide wiring instructions, which you can get from your bank. You'll need a canceled check to show the title company. And if you need to wire money to the title company, you're going to need to get those instructions from the title company, where and how you do that wiring. The other things that you need to do is you might have contracts on your home for outstanding ongoing bills that you've had for years. Maybe you've got somebody who stops by and checks your heating, air conditioning. Maybe you've got a warranty on that. Maybe you've got a roofer who knows to stop by on a yearly basis, a six-month basis. The people who come to do your yard and clear your snow and things like that. Sometimes you have an ongoing bill with them. Sometimes you pay them exactly at the time that they do the work. But make sure that all of those people are paid before you close on the house. And if you're concerned, I've seen this before where somebody needed some maintenance done on the house, did not have the funds to do it, and the contractors were kind enough to say, you can pay me at settlement. And what happens then is that the contractor gives you that invoice. You give that to your real estate agent. You let the real estate agent know that this contractor was kind enough to lay this out prior to going to settlement so that you could move forward. And what the agent will do is make a copy of that invoice, make a copy of their bill, make a copy of their license, so that that can be given to the title company prior to settlement. That can be put right on the settlement sheet, and the proceeds that you get from your home, the checks can be made out right there to the people who have basically lent you the money until settlement. Many, many things like that. Remember, some people have people on a monthly basis for lawn care or the other kinds of lawn. You know, they come around once a month to spray it. All kinds of things like that that are done on a routine basis that we forget about when we've lived in a house for a long time. So, make sure, again, that you send those to the title company before. And the best way, of course, to do that is with your real estate agent to make them aware. And then everything is taken care of right at the settlement table. You should know before you walk into the settlement how much you are going to get. You should know it pretty much to the penny. So what I always say before I review the sheet with him, how much were you counting on getting? And whatever the number they give, hopefully it's very close to that one. If not, I can say, oh, you forgot that you didn't pay your property taxes, and they were prorated. Or maybe there's some other standing bills that same way that need to be adjusted. And again, things like condo fees and HOA fees that are coming out automatically will be prorated at settlement, provided, you know, if you've paid your condo fees or your HOA fees for a year and it's just June and you've paid it again through December, you're going to get prorated, and that will be returned to you. So lots and lots of things to get ready for when you go to settlement. If you've got any questions, let me know. Also, remember that when you have warranties, you've had appliances replaced, you've had heating systems replaced, you've had a roof replaced or maintained, that have those manuals that come with them, have those warranties, make it easy for the buyer. Actually, make it easy for yourself before you sell your house. So when a buyer asks the real estate agent, how old is the roof? How old is the furnace, when was it serviced last, there is a log of it already there. It just makes you, the seller, look and be more efficient the way you take care of your home. It looks like it is time to take another break. You have been listening to Margaret Rome, all about real estate, and you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. I want to tell you about some properties that I need and some properties that I am selling. If you're thinking about buying, if you're thinking about selling, give me a call, 410-530-2400. Even if you're working with another real estate agent, if you are planning to put your home on the market shortly, let me know. I may already have a buyer looking for that, and that's how we as the real estate agents help each other buy and sell and find properties. Well, I'm not going to tell you about my homes. I think I've got another caller. Are we ready to take that caller? Good afternoon, Becky.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So good to hear from you.
So I was calling because you were talking about what people were looking for when they were moving into a house.
Okay.
They should also, if they're downsizing, it's really hard to get rid of things, but you have to look at where will it go in the new house. And if you're buying a bigger house, you have to look at where you're going to put it because you're going to have to buy more furnishings. So I was just calling to say that that's something else people should keep in mind.
That is a great point. And when you're moving, as you're finding out, this is my friend who will be putting her barn home on the market. Very, very exciting piece of real estate. Probably in the next few weeks, on over 2 acres, and it was originally a barn. But as Becky is saying, yes, where is the stuff going to go? Are you just going to wind up packing all the stuff so that when you get to your new home, you have to put it in storage? Silly to do, but that's what lots of people do. And one of the things that I like to call it, Becky, is not downsizing. I like to use the word right sizing, because you may be going, some people may be going to a home that's actually larger, you may be going to home because you've got steps and can't maneuver those steps, and the home you're going to is a larger rancher with more bedrooms in it. So I like the term right-sizing rather than downsizing. And do you have time to tell us a little bit about the barn and when you think it's going to come on the market?
I'm really pushing for the first week of July. It's been, for us, we are right-sizing, as you say, to a place that's about a third the size. So it's not so much packing as purging.
Figuring out good
how
word.
To give things to, donating them to people, calling around, let's say, to churches or organizations that people might be able to use clothes. We're moving to a warmer climate, so who could use wool coats and that kind of sweaters, sweatshirts, that kind of thing, and the amount of furnishings, who could use a sofa because nobody takes a dark leather sofa south. So it's, for us, it's been purging. Who's going to get what to wear? And it takes a lot of time. People should be prepared to put in the time. It doesn't just happen right away. And this place where we are now is big and roomy with 20-foot ceilings. So when you're moving someplace that has 9-foot ceilings, let's say, that's a whole different thought of where things are going to go. So I think it's just a question of being realistic about where you're moving to. And for someone to move into this place, it's definitely an open concept. You walk in the door and it's your foyer, living room, dining room, den, and kitchen all in one vision. You walk in and it's all open. And so someone that's looking for a big open space with 20-foot ceilings, like, to entertain, it's perfect. So I'm hoping that in the next few days we'll have it ready and then people can come through. We were still giving away furniture as of yesterday.
Okay, that's great. And one of the things I say, if you plan early enough, you can have giving away parties. You can't do that the last week. It's not time, but I have mentioned before how people have done these parties almost like a Thanksgiving dinner. They invite all of their family over to pick and choose the items they want. The second party might be the neighbors or the cousins. And that has been a really good way to help you purge the house and still not have to throw it away, that you've got people who need the stuff, who can use the stuff and doesn't go into our landfills. And I know you've been doing that all along. You did not just start this moving process in the last few months. You've probably been doing this for years. Am I right?
I've been doing it for about a year.
Okay. I know we've been talking about it a lot. You're doing a terrific job. You've got good people around you with who have dumpsters that can help you. And I hear that music, and I'm going to have to say goodbye. I want to thank you for calling in. We need to get together to get that house on the market. Anybody want to talk to me? 410-530-2400.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.